You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm April Baer. Last month, three more elk were found shot dead in the Pigeon River State Forest near Gaylord. This was the latest in a series of poaching incidents that have made the past couple of months some of the worst for Michigan's elk herd. Interlochen Public Radio's Dan Wanshura reports the killings have many area residents confused and outraged.
It's a sunny winter afternoon deep in the Pigeon River State Forest. Michigan Department of Natural Resources officer Matt Thunick hikes his way to the spot where three cow elk were recently poached.
So this is the site of the first animal. It was laying here on the ground. So
you can still see pinkish-red snow where blood pooled after the elk was shot. Thunick says the other two elk were found about 50 and 100 yards away from this first one.
I've had lots of people from the public say, why would somebody do that? And I said, I don't know. I'm hoping to find out when we eventually catch these people.
Over the past 3 months, eight elk have been poached in northern Michigan. But the DNR says the real number of poaching cases is likely 2 to 3 times higher than what's known. That's because the elk habitat is so large, only so many of the poachings are ever discovered. Now, in three of the poaching cases, hunters shot the animals on accident and turned themselves in. But in the other five cases, the elk were shot and just left to rot. Usually, by the time the DNR gets to them, it's too late to salvage any of the meat.
It's just a pure waste of an animal.
Sarah Doan serves local hunters at the Elkhorn Grill and Tavern in Vanderbilt. She says most of the people she talks to are disgusted with the poachings.
It's not a trophy. Nobody's being fed. It's not something that can be donated to a food pantry or anything after the fact. People are very upset about it.
Michigan has a long history with elk. Before the state was established, a species of eastern elk roamed the land. As Europeans came, those elk were overhunted and eventually wiped out. But in 1918, elk were reintroduced to the state from Yellowstone National Park. Three separate herds were released in northern Michigan, and two of those herds again were wiped out. But the last one, a herd south of Wolverine in the Pigeon River country, survived and are the reason Michigan has elk today. Brian Mastenbrook is with the DNR. He says the reason that herd survived while the others didn't was because the community around the Pigeon River country really took pride in the animals.
The predators were non-existent except for humans. The people must have just protected them more.
That support continues. Today, Michigan has around 1,200 elk. Ryan Lucas is a hunter who's shopping at Jay's Sporting Goods in Gaylord.
We take a lot of pride and care in our elk herd here. We're the only place in Michigan that has it, and it's something that's special to us. And so we do kind of protect it and appreciate it.
So why the unusually high number of elk poachings this year? Meredith Gore is a conservation social scientist at Michigan State University. She says the answer is complicated.
It's possible that people might be doing this for the thrill, or because they're bored, or because they're trying to do some sort of gamesmanship.
Another thing Gore looks at is whether there have been any related policy or regulatory changes, like the controversial deer and elk baiting ban enacted last year. Then last month, when state lawmakers passed legislation to reverse the ban, Governor Gretchen Whitmer vetoed it. Meredith Gore says it's all something to keep in mind.
Sometimes people retaliate as a form of rebellion. It's almost like a form of civil disobedience, if you will.
That's the theory Jim Ormsby is going with. He's an elk hunting guide from Vanderbilt. He thinks people are frustrated and trying to send a message to the state.
And I think this is just kind of a little repercussion to say, hey, you know what I mean? You ain't going to let us bait. You ain't going to let us, you know, feed the deer and blah, blah. I think this is a message saying, hey, you know what I mean?
3102.
I'll be back in the truck. I'll have a reporter with me.
Mark DePew is a sergeant with the DNR in Gaylord. He says whatever the motivation is for poaching, it doesn't really matter.
They're stealing from everybody in this state. Those animals belong to us, and we need to take care of them.
DePew says because everybody is talking about these poachings, and a $1,000 reward was recently offered, he's pretty confident they'll catch whoever did this.
People usually just can't keep this quiet. They're going to tell somebody, you know, whether it's one day, you know, 2 years from now, they get intoxicated and they start to, somebody hears something.
Anyone with information on the elk poachings can call the Michigan DNR. Penalties for poaching include at least $5,000 per elk and up to 180 days in jail. For Stateside, I'm Dan Wanshura.
That story was featured on Points North, a weekly show and podcast from Interlochen Public Radio.